I don't know a mom who doesn't struggle with how to get everything done each day. So if that's you too, then today's episode is for you. This is the second part of my conversation with Misty Winkler, author of Simplified Organization. If you did not hear the last episode, you need to run back to that and get that fresh insight on really what it's like to be a homemaker and kind of shifting our attitude and just continuing in this pursuit of being a better mom and just running our home. So sometimes there's no way to find your perfect routine or schedule or whatever we're relentlessly trying to find without a clean slate. And that seems like a lot to start from scratch, but that's kind of what we have to do. We need to start from zero to figure out what's actually most important. Because clearly right now we're not able to get everything done, or at least very easily. So the only way to kind of build a schedule is to make sure we have the core essentials first, and then we layer on more things. It's a critical first step, and that's what we're going to talk about today, and how you can work that out for yourselves, and then you end up having the confidence of knowing you're doing the right things each day for you and your family. You're actually accomplishing what's most important and building out this routine. So let's go ahead and just get into figuring out your minimum viable routine. My name is Julie Redmond, and this is the Mom Made Plans podcast. Here we make mom life easier through practical strategies to get out of survival mode. Join me on this journey of intentional motherhood. Let's go. Real quick check-in before we jump back into the conversation. Remember last week we talked about writing down those takeaways from the episode and making the sticky notes and putting them out. So I wanted to check in on you and see if that's something you did, and also ask you if it would be helpful if I make a list of takeaways from these conversations. That they're not always going to be the same that you might have, but it would give you that starter of the main points and quotes that I love from each conversation. If that would be a helpful, like, one-page, like, takeaway from the episode, would you send me a message? And just even the subject line can be, I want the takeaways. And just let me know, and I can look at starting to implement that. And just a little insider into, I may be working on other things where, you know, we always talk about we need a manual for motherhood. But who's got time to read a manual? We need these sticky notes. There may be something in the works for getting a cheat sheet version of the motherhood manual. So if you are wanting to be one of the first to experience that is in the works, coming soon. Go ahead and send me a message and I'll give you first insights and maybe let you have a say in giving your advice on what should be there. All right, back to the conversation. Just to touch on one other awesome thing that you have for us in managing our homes and having the right expectations is this concept of a minimum viable routine. And I am excited about that, but I'm going to let you explain to us, like, what is that? What is a minimum viable routine?
So a minimum viable routine is going back to baby steps, back to the fact that the small things make a bigger difference than everything and the big things. For so many years, I would put together a set of routines for the home, right? A house cleaning plan. These are going to be, you know, my weekly routines, my quarterly routines. And we'd arrange everything so that the whole house would be cleaned at the appropriate times. And then, you know, it would all be amazing. And they never worked. And I never actually did them. And so the minimum viable routine is a routine you can still do when you're out late and you come home past bedtime, when, you know, you're postpartum and slow and tired, when people are sick. It's like, these are the things that still count the most and you can still do. But we so easily build up what we should be doing as we should be doing everything. And when we set up that expectation that we should be doing everything and we can't, that's the moment where we often, or at least I, let myself off the hook and say, well, I can't do everything, so I'm not going to do anything. But if you have a routine that is less than 15 minutes, so we have a morning routine and an evening routine, a morning routine that's less than 15 minutes, an evening routine that's less than 15 minutes, giving yourself that time constraint forces you to pick what actually matters. And so they're small things, but because of the constraint, you have boiled it down to what actually contributes to the house still functioning, right? Not the kitchen's totally taken care of. You can't totally take care of the whole kitchen in 15 minutes, but you can get the dishwasher started so that in the morning you can put them away and you can start a load of laundry or move the laundry over to the dryer, and you can keep things rolling in 15 minutes or less between a 15-minute morning routine, a 15-minute evening routine, and a 10-minute tidy up. We call it EHAP. Everything has a place. So making it less complicated, where, or like built up as this elaborate thing that you have to do. But, and it makes it more playful to have a fun name for it. So with the EHAP time, we do that with the kids. Everyone's working together and mom's in the same room too. And the point is, okay, for 10 minutes, we're just going to put things where they belong, right? That's super clear. It, clean might mean put things away. It might mean scrub the floor. It might mean all of these things. So it's like, all we're going to do is put things back where they belong. And that makes a huge difference. Even if you don't get everything put back where it belongs, if you spend 10 minutes with the kids every day putting things away, it really does build traction and momentum and change kind of the trajectory of just feeling like you are having some control, because you're having self-control of just doing the things, even if it isn't enough to count. You're changing in your mind what counts as significant. And it's not just myself. It's like hundreds of ladies in our community have recognized, like, these are the things that count. They really do count, make a big difference.
Yeah. And it's out of that all or nothing mindset, which we get stuck in, of taking care of our home and doing all that. Cause I feel you moms, you're hearing this and you're like, oh my gosh, there's no way I can do everything in these two things. Okay. We're going to challenge you hardcore. Yes. I know you're like busy all day long, but when you really look through everything and you come back to the essentials of, like, you make a list of what you do and you boil it down again and again, like what literally that people eat, people can get clean when they need to, that you have clothes to wear, like super basic fundamentals that keep you, can we wake up in the morning and function the absolute necessary things?
Yeah.
And then like building from there to... Mm-hmm. I just encourage you, as you're like questioning and challenging this of like, come on, that it is going to be so freeing, because right now, let's contrast where you're at right now, where you feel like you're going busy all day long, not getting key things done anyway. And maybe you are spending your time on the things that aren't essential. And that's why you're getting through the day and no one has clean clothes. What you're doing now isn't working so well. So let's give this a try of just shifting the narrative here of like, the only way to create this minimum viable routine is to figure out what those things are, like what the essential things are. And then you're going to see like, oh, I really don't need to spend 2 hours throughout the day doing this one thing when I need to rededicate that time to something else. Mm-hmm. So yes, super, super powerful change. And I'm sure if you need accountability and other testimonials, you can check out the show notes we'll have where you can connect with Missy's community. But just to know, like, we keep going every day feeling the same mom guilt, the same list of shoulds, the same regret. So if you want it to be different, you have to do something different. So yeah. that's what we're challenging you here.
Right.
And I love.
And the different thing isn't all the things, like figuring out how to get it all done. The shift is actually right there in admitting that you're not going to do all the things. So how about just do what's really going to matter? Because progress builds on progress. And that all or nothing, boom or bust, perfectionism prevents us from taking small step forward. But a small step forward gets you farther than not moving at all.
Yeah. And you're probably going to go backwards if you don't shift to yes. that. Because when you are in the like, oh, I can't do all the things, my list is so long and I'm never going to get it done, then you certainly aren't making any progress and it's just piling up and you're going backwards. Yes. And this does take time. This is a journey of self-development. And I shared at the time we're recording this in my email that went out today, like, I had gotten sick last week and didn't get my episode out for this week. And there was a time where I would have been stressing out, panicking, like forcing myself to stay up really late. And it's like, it doesn't matter. I have to do this because that's my schedule. That's the routine. And it has to go out. And this is just an example, but it can be with anything. But I've come to the place, I've grown enough personally that I could step back, because that's usually what we need to do. We're all up in it. If you step back and look at the big picture and be like, life will go on. I am not like, you miss laundry one day. Like, that doesn't mean you are a failure at laundry forever. Like,
but we need to start from scratch and try something totally new.
Right? Yes. So like, have a little more grace to be like, okay, this was one little blip. Things will be fine. I still love my family. My family loves me. We will figure it out. And yeah, not to start from scratch every time, or just to like make yourself go insane that you are up crazy hours and
yeah,
constantly striving and working so hard to meet some over the top expectation of what it's like to manage a home. Like, let's start with this minimum and then you add on from there. And I will say too, and you can see what you share, what you think, and from your community, but to also keep in mind as we talk about this, that even the minimum viable routine, but just your routines, 1 week may be something, your capacity may be to do a lot more of those things, and another week it's not. That doesn't mean you throw out your routine. Hey, you're having a harder week, like, that's okay. How do you guys manage that, like, week to week?
I mean, it's difficult for that first step of boiling things down to like 15 minutes and like, I can't do that. But once you've done that and then you've worked that for a while, you're like, actually, our real minimum viable is 5 minutes. Like, now I know, like, if I just do this and this, we're going to keep rolling and we can move forward. I can catch up later. Like, this is not the end of the world. And that kind of, I don't know. I think it's confidence really in making the decision and rolling with the punches and knowing that it's not the end of the world. That comes from practice and knowing that no system that you are going to adopt will work forever. So I call it iterating. You iterate on your plans and you expect to have to iterate. But a lot of our perfectionist tendencies make us want to figure out the system ahead of time that's going to then work for forever. And we're going to keep tweaking the system on paper and planning until we're pretty sure this is what's going to work. And then we're going to run with it. And we never actually end up running with it. It like falls apart before it gets started. And instead, it's like you put in one small piece and then you learn about how that works. You learn about how you work. You learn about how your family works and your situation, because no one's plan can be copy and pasted into someone else's life.
Yes. Hold on. I'm pausing you for a second. Rewind if you need to, please. Yes. Amen. All the things. If there was one routine that worked for every mom, we wouldn't be having all these conversations. There wouldn't be like millions of hours of podcasts and blogs and all the things of figuring out a routine. So can we just like have this light bulb moment for a second? I have to just be like, yes.
Well, I mean, that's often, I mean, I'm just as guilty as anyone of spending time on YouTube or the podcasts or all the books or whatever, the magazines, looking for like somewhere out there, there's someone else's checklist that if I just like install it into my life, everything will be different. I'm like, no, you just need to do one small thing and then figure out the next small thing for your current family and your current situation, because, you know, like the literal seasons change, the weather outside, like the literal seasons, and then like clothes are bulkier in winter than summer. And that means there's going to be more loads of laundry. So like your perfectly crafted laundry system, like it, laundry just doesn't work that way. You know, like we just have to be adaptable. And when we've made progress, expecting to learn as we go and make adjustments as we go, we're less frustrated because we're not trying to make reality something that it isn't, which a lot of times is what our system and planning is, like trying to make something work that just isn't taking reality into account.
Yes, your home, how you operate, how your family does, and that's the big piece here. And we all need a starting point and we all need inspiration. So it's like, okay, find the checklist or the routine or whatever that you find online. Fine, start there. But if you go in with this expectation that like, I know this is not going to work 100% for me. If you go in with that and you're looking and noticing and paying attention to, okay, this does work. Maybe not at that time of the day. Maybe I need to switch it. Or this, like in no perfect day ever will this ever work for me, pull it out. So it's that whole expectation shift of knowing it's a living, breathing thing that you have to constantly mold. And I just wanted to go over one more thing in this, like as you were talking about in our expectations and our perfectionism tendencies, and as we go through this journey and we're trying things and experimenting and seeing what works and being willing to change. This is also in our job of teaching our kids. They're watching us be flexible and learn. And if you are in this pass fail mentality of like, you've got your schedule and you're off by 5 minutes, or you don't get the kitchen all the way done, whatever your routine is, whatever's in that moment, and you just lose it and are like, well, I suck as a mom today. I didn't get anything done. You're teaching them when they're trying to read, learn to read, ride a bike, when they're doing anything, if they don't get it 100% all the way, that they have failed. Like, think about what we're passing along, because that's part of the job. We do the hard work and we're working to help teach our kids like the right mindset, the right expectations. And if you need to, like today, that is just what you needed to hear. Think about however you're making choices right now, whatever your expectations are, that is teaching your kids to follow suit. So if that doesn't feel good to you, if that doesn't sit right now, then that's your cue right there that let's try something else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why motherhood is so good for us. Like our kids reflect back to us, you know, exactly. It's like, well, it makes it more visible, right? Mm-hmm. And then we see it in someone else and we're like, oh wait, they got that from me, and like now I know what I need to work on and I can help them, but I've got to also address that for myself. And then we can do that the other way too, where it's like, wait a sec, if my kid was handling this situation in this way, what would I say? You know, is this okay? We need to parent ourselves as well as parent our children. Like that's what, there's a chapter in my book called Tame Your Inner Toddler. We are mothers for our children, and that experience forces us to grow in certain ways. And we can apply that growth to ourselves too. Like we need to be parenting ourselves. That's what a lot of this is.
Yeah, it's so interesting that becoming a mom, becoming a parent forces you to really, the bottom line of all of this, all that we're doing is how to be a better version of ourselves. We're trying to be a better mom, trying to be a better homeowner. Like, how do we be better? And so it's interesting. It forces that upon ourselves. So then like we can grow and then we can have better teaching and better examples for our kids. So hopefully they learn these things even sooner than we did and have less growing than we have to. And that is the painful, beautiful process of motherhood and going through this. And so I'm just really grateful that you're putting out there. We love practical, how do we do the thing systems here. And so just to have a starting point of like, okay, let's boil it all the way down. Let's find the minimum we need to do each day and learn and notice and tweak and iterate and build on it from there. And just know the whole process is the long-term goal is like, we're just on this journey to be the best steward of this life that we can. And so it's an amazing journey. So I appreciate so much your insight into, how to help us boil it down, make it a little bit easier, and just be really intentional with our motherhood. Okay, so if your current routine or schedule isn't working for you and you're stressed out most days, this is your next step, you guys. This is the next step. You figure out your minimum viable routine. You start with the core essentials that you work on in the morning and at night, and just figuring out that little EHAP time of making sure everything has a place and putting it there. So these are great practical takeaways that you can start right away. So that's your intentional step, is to really figure out what is the absolute bare minimum to get through a day. And that's your starting point, and you build from there. Thank you, and big shout out again to Misty Winkler for this amazing two-part conversation. And again, you can check out all of what she shares in her book, Simplified Organization. So check it out in the show notes and continue to follow her as well. All right, see you next week.